Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's an interesting topic, the idea of women returning to the workforce, and we are joined by two very experienced professionals from the British Chamber of Commerce. We've got the CEO, Katie Holmes, and also the Communications and Growth Manager, Julia Cibotti, joining us here in the studio. To the two of you, thank you very much for coming in to Talk 100.3 this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
When it comes down to women who want to have a career break, your career, there is sometimes an element of guilt. Obviously, family is first, but then comes the thought of, oh, when I want to re-enter the corporate world, how is it going to look for potential employers having to that break on the CV? Why should employers, do you think, have schemes and have different policies to make it easier for women to come back into work after they've had a career break?
Yeah, so Dubai is so unique in the sense that majority of us are expats. So my story was pretty typical. I moved over here with my husband's career, leaving my own career, but also in between having my first daughter and my second daughter. So I moved here and my primary focus was establishing a network and setting up a home, basically, and supporting my husband's career and raising my children, which was still one of the best things I ever managed to do, have that time. But obviously, you know, I've got a huge amount of experience and before I became a mother, and there was this itch to go back into the workplace, but it was impossible to find something. I actually ended up in the charity sector working for nothing because I was just so desperate to do something once they were back in school. So 100%, there's a huge pool of talent of women expats that are here trailing talent rather than trailing spouse.
Sounds like there's a business opportunity for an entrepreneur to work with this. So how about your experiences, Julia? How did you find it coming back into the corporate world after a career break?
Similar to Katie in the sense that I'm also an expat mama too. My kids are younger. Mm-hmm. They're both under four. But similar in the sense that I get what she means when she says hitch to get back to work. Because as a person that used to be quite career driven before having children, I could not wait to get back to work. And I think employers have a huge opportunity to tap into women and mums getting back into work.
But from the mums I speak to, they often say, you know, they thought that work was a bit of a challenge before they had kids. And after they have kids, almost sometimes going back to work for their mental health, getting back towards adults, adult conversations again, and getting away is so, it's almost a holiday to some degrees of getting away from just the, you know, the exhaustion of being a young mum.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my experience when I was back in the UK was I was in an NCT group. So that's all mothers coming together, having babies at the same time. And the majority of women chose to go back to work earlier than they'd hoped for, saying it's not the easy option to stay at home.
Yeah, and we look at the world, people that used to work from home prior to COVID, there was a bit of, oh, are they really doing any work? Now it's very legitimate. Mm-hmm. Employers are almost saying, no, we want you back in the office. They're trying to get people back in, particularly in cities that have, you know, a corporate and a CBD, they want to flourish again. But the idea of legitimising work from home, has that helped new mums who might want to work or job share to try and get back into the workforce?
Definitely. Well, Julia's a great example of a hybrid worker living in Iraq, having a job in Dubai. Yeah. So maybe you want to share a little bit about your typical week?
Yeah, my typical week is Monday in the Dubai office with the rest of the team. That's when everyone is there. And then I do the other days in the week, either working from a co-working space in RAC or from home. And obviously we've got a lot of the events, over 70 events a year at the British Chamber of Commerce. So there's the team is involved in all of them and we try to make to take turns. But normally it's up to 4 days that I can work in RAC, which is great. And it's not very typical. So I've been very lucky.
That's obviously going to work very well, having that hybrid format. But for you, Katie, as a CEO and putting your boss hat on, let's go to the other side of the fence. You know, many bosses often talk about, I like the idea of working from home, but if it's a new employee, I haven't had the opportunity to learn to trust them and see how they work. Mm-hmm. They can't just come in and make all these big demands. Yeah. As a CEO, how do you find it trying to take on a new employee that you don't haven't formed a bond yet with, yet you've got to have the license to let them work remotely?
Trust is really, really key. And that's the same for somebody working 9 to 5. You have to have that trust. And the trust is within. So it's all down to your hiring. If you haven't hired somebody that you can trust, then that's the issue and it's on you, really. So it's quite an interesting story how Julia came about through British Mums Dubai.
What's the Facebook group?
Yeah.
Thought that was just for selling things and whinging about things.
No,
it's an amazing oracle. But there's a huge amount, and I've been seeing it for the last 18 months, really, of women, first of all, helping their husbands find jobs and then now looking to find their own. So, yeah, I spotted a post that Julia had put up. And to be honest, it just grabbed me. Initially tried to help Julia find something within our membership community. We have nearly 1,000 members, but then realised how perfect she was for the chamber itself. So it's all worked out really nicely.
Yeah, and were you confident that you'd be able to find work after taking a career break, or were you a little uncertain, Julia?
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about the moment I posted on that group, because that's when I was already job searching for a couple of months, and I was reaching a stalling point where I was like, okay, I'm not getting any traction here. I need to reassess my strategy. I need to tap into some people that may have better leads and tips for me. And that's why I decided to post on that group, because I know it's
girl power. Got you through. British girl power.
And loads of people replied, and Katie was one of the first, actually. She replied within a few minutes. We got to talking, got to know each other, and things sort of organically developed in that sense. A lot happened, obviously, and a lot of luck. But yeah, I'm so grateful that I posted that day.
So the trick is to be in one of the Facebook groups, to be a member of the...
Or have a boss like Katie. Yeah. No, it depends which way you look at it. Join the conversation this morning, 0586861003. Vivek Sanal is here with the Lachlan Kitchen. We're discussing women returning to work after a career break due to family reasons. And joining us here in the studio, two members of the British Chamber of Commerce, the CEO, Katie Holmes, and Julia Chabotti, the Communications and Growth Manager, who was handpicked by Katie for that reason, thanks to the Facebook group. I believe we have a call of Vicky as well.
We have Leanne with us. Hi, Leanne. Good morning.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Vivek and Kate. It's a pleasure to join the show. I was listening in, very inspired. And hi, Katie and Julia. I think just joining in on the conversation and leaning in, it's so inspiring to see companies kind of evolving and doing more so that we can champion women in business. You know, in fact, Alfa Nero has also just released a new maternity policy for our women employees, where we're offering a full 70-day paid leave. So, you know, women can really have it all and do it all. And they can have the work-life balance that they crave, you know, without having to kind of forsake their career growth.
So when you hear something like that, it is encouraging to hear that companies are slowly embracing and having internal policies to cope with women returning to work.
Mm. Yeah, and actually there's a whole other side of this as well, which actually the two scenarios work really well. So there's a huge amount of SMEs here in the market. So 60% of our database are owner-managed businesses. So these people are really at the coalface. They're working as hard as they can. And they're recruiting usually interns for roles that actually, if they were to go out to the market, could have senior counsel women. I know ex-Magic Circle professionals, so lawyers from the city that are school assistants currently. So there's an amazing matching exercise.
So there's this wealth of talent.
Huge wealth of talent.
So to put it, you've come here like a lot of people, maybe a side hustle or something's come into become a big business.
Yeah.
You may not have the budget for a full-time employee, but you can leverage off someone with experience that only wants to work one or two days to fit in
exactly.
with their
as
life
a
balance.
Or
as
freelance.
A consultant or as a freelancer.
Yeah. So they're high value, but just time restricted. So I still do the school run, you know, as often as I can, because that's my kind of non-negotiable. It's what I want to, you know, but despite the traffic, you know,
yeah.
It is quite stressful, but it's something that I do want to do. And so I, from an empathy perspective, I would always expect my team members to want to do that as well. And I also know that they work really, really hard in the time that they are available. So probably 1 hour of a work of a you know, a mum returning to work is probably the same as 3 hours to somebody else.
Yeah.
Wow.
And talking about mums specifically and working mums, some of the most organised professionals mm-hmm. that I know
you
are mums.
In the workplace, the mums had the memory of everything.
Can find and, things really quickly.
And I was like, how did you remember that? I'm a mum of three.
Leanne, yeah. You have any more questions for Katie and
no,
Julia?
I just want to say I absolutely agree with what lady said. You know, in the sense that SMEs, we kind of work really hard to champion our employees. I think as SMEs, it's really important as a local homegrown company to sort of kind of lead this movement where, you know, like you can do things that matter to you or that are non-negotiable, like the school run or like being home in time to, you know, do your bedtime routine with your kids, for instance, or just have the flexibility to kind of attend their school events or, you know, the breastfeeding policies. And I think giving moms that time or that extra time off really allows them to bond with their families. And I'm really, really glad that we could be part of this amazing movement.
Amazing. And are you a member of any Facebook group as well?
No, I am on some of the female fusion groups, and Alfa Nero is a member of the Women Empowerment Principles as part of the UN. So we are signatories. And in that sense, we really wanted to walk the talk. And by, you know, kind of releasing this policy, we really wanted to make sure we also inspire our peers in the industry. And, you know, if it's going to inspire other groups on Facebook or corporates on Facebook, why not?
Thank you very much for the call. Quite inspiring. Katie, CEO of the British Chamber of Commerce, what is the Chamber actually doing to facilitate with your members and your corporations for mums getting back into the workforce?
Yeah, so it's kind of happening quite organically, actually. So there's a number of companies that have got these fractional recruitment platforms that are joining. So that really is kind of matching short-term placements with people that are available for mm-hmm. those short-term. So there's some really exciting things happening from a you know, entrepreneur's perspective. But we're also, as Julia mentioned, we have 70 events throughout the year. And I would say about 30% of those events are looking at mental well-being in the workplace, employee engagement, and also making sure that, I mean, even our female membership has grown from 27 to 35% in 18 months. So we work really closely with the likes of Female Fusion, as Leanne mentioned, who are an amazing platform, all-female network, and British Mums Dubai, again, another plug for them. But yeah, we're all working together, collaborating.
But is that also not one of the biggest growth businesses? You know, when we talk about mental health and charity work and also those things, I first came to this country in 2019 and those sort of platforms were non-existent. Mm. And what we've seen is this country not just catching up to perhaps other countries, but move them in record speed the way the UAE can do things. And to the point where now I'm guessing businesses, it's becoming a real competitive advantage if you're you're having this available to your workforce.
Definitely. And it's we're talking about women, but it's a massive trickle effect for men. Mm. So the more, there's this amazing term called the drop curb mentality. So when you drop a curb in the US, and it was for wheelchair users, all of that work actually then enabled joggers, people with prams, people with trolleys. So suddenly, if you have a drop curb mentality, you're allowing other people to live flexibly, improve their mental health. So through COVID, has to be some good that came out of it. There is more of a gender balance at home, I'd like to think, but also in the workplace. So we can't forget that there are lots of men in the workplace that would also like to go to sports days, get home for bedtime. So the more that we can, you know, it's not just gender specific.
And are you finding guys might get, why do the girls get these days off?
Yeah, so they should. And the more they drive it, the more it helps the women in the workplace.
Yeah, isn't it funny? But I think as men, we have a thing called a fragile male ego sometimes. So we need to get over that situation. 0586861003. If you want to send a WhatsApp. Do you think, are there any industries that are perhaps able to be more agile than others when it comes to having these flexibility for mums returning to work? I mean, you're working at events. How hard is this that you've got to do a Tuesday night event or a Saturday night event, Julia, when it comes down to working with the Chamber?
Well, I think, again, it's all down to organisation. The more well-organised the team is, the easier it is to know, you know, who can go to one event or another. But it depends on the line of work. I think not all jobs are the same. For example, in my role, I do a lot of copywriting, which is easy to do regardless of where I am.
Okay.
And for that, I found over the years that I do my best writing when I'm in a quiet, non-distracting environment.
Well, that's easy as a mum, not?
Exactly. And sometimes homes and office spaces don't offer that vibe. But at the same time, I'm also a planner and I also work on events. So I can't be completely separated from the team because I need to ask them questions. I need to get direct feedback. And that happens better and more easily if I'm surrounded by the team. So it's about hitting that sweet spot.
But I think talking about the field that you were, you know, referring to, probably a public relation field, you know, that becomes quite easy for work from home, for hybrid and for taking those days off. But there are some industries where it is not all that easy, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you have even the legal professional, you know, there's lots of long nights and deadlines. But even that, you'd be amazed at what good practice is happening in those entities as well.
Wow.
And I think COVID has been a great learning exercise for all industries because it just fast-tracked the adoption of more digital practice or online-based systems as well.
Yeah. But also holistically as a country, I mean, how hard is it? Because if we go back 20 years ago, for many families, mum's not having this opportunity to go back into the workforce may have meant a lot of expats went back home. Do you think that overall this is seeing a big thing to retain many of the skilled workers to be able to stay in the country because work can be more flexible?
There's that, and also the cost of living is going up. So it's actually forcing people to go back to work as well, which is why there's a huge increase. I mean, I receive CVs quite a lot through email and LinkedIn, men and women looking for additional work or to increase, you know, what their salary is. So, yeah, cost of living will drive this as well.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one, and I think that it's a great issue, but it's also fantastic that we can talk about this conversation and that employers can maybe have the confidence to speak up. Is that one of the hardest things? I mean, you've got a great relationship, I can see, Katie, with Katie Julia.
Only 2 weeks in.
Okay. still on probation.
Talk about it at the end of probation.
What about that? What advice would you have for someone who maybe wants to have more flexible, but they're not sure about how to have that conversation with their manager? Because this is one of the hardest things people feel. Well, Phil, they don't want to go in and they find it hard. And we speak to so many people, they're frustrated on how do you ask for a pay rise or more flexible. I guess it's about cultivating that workplace environment where there's the freedom to have these conversations.
There's an amazing initiative with Pinsent Masons, one of our UK members, and it started in the UK, and they have at the beginning of every project, they have a bring yourself to work member, like charter, you know, so it's what are your non-negotiables? So then they actually start learning more about each other. So it's bringing the whole self to work. And then it helps them plan, as Julia said, planning so important. So if they can do it in that organisation, they should be able to do that in large organisations as well.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your work. Thank you for coming in. Also, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
It's great to be here. We've been speaking to Katie Holmes, the CEO of the British Chamber of Commerce, and Julia Cibotti, the Communications and Growth Manager, about the issue of women returning to work after a career break. If you've got any more thoughts on this, or maybe you've got some challenges or some success stories you want to share with us, 0586861003.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.